Yeah, and that's going to be an interesting topic because it is also about an analytical update. We've been carried out many research to change a little bit the approach that we're having with related to mycotoxins. Before, people were investigating one mycotoxins in particular, six at best. And we are trying to change this trend because we are finding that actually many mycotoxins can impair performances of the animal and in turn have an economical impact on the farmer in the production efficiency. So what we've developed is an entire program. It's actually a three-pronged strategy that is looking at an holistic approach in order to understand better the distribution of mycotoxins, to perform also better risk assessment that is so far non-existing, and finally to adapt a correct mitigation strategy. First off, the analytical approach, developing the tools in order to understand the distribution of mycotoxins better. This is one of our key interests and goals that we had in the last 3 years. We've been moving very fast in the field, especially of using mass spectrometry, which is a very interesting type of analytical tool that is enabling to discriminate all those different mycotoxins that can be present in many different matrices. If you're taking feed, if you're taking an entire diet, you're going to have in there many macromolecules, many different components, proteins, carbons, carbohydrates, etc., etc. Mycotoxins are going to represent a very, very small part of those molecules that are present in that entire diet. And using this type of technology is going to enable us to finally characterize those levels. It is also technology that is very good at filtering all the signals that we're getting from all those different molecules that are inside the feed that we are feeding our animals. And one of the key advantages is actually that we can now analyze for many different mycotoxins at the same time. We can, for example, use this type of technology to investigate also other contaminants such as pesticide and perform the analysis of more than 300 of those different pesticides at the same time. So we've adapted that technology to mycotoxins. We've actually even moved into a commercial setting. We are proposing to our customers and to farmers to do this type of analysis on their feeds in order to better understand the problems that they're facing with their production system. We are providing a full report that contains, of course, quantitative values for the detection of different mycotoxins. And actually, the method that we've developed, we also made it available because it is published in the scientific and recognized by our peers in terms of validity of this type of approach. We are also moving into the certification of this type of method that is being used now in our commercial setting and that is focusing really on the panel of mycotoxin that can be of importance in the field of agriculture. So as I mentioned, we are moving this technology into a commercial platform. It is called the 37 Plus program. You might have heard this name, and this is truly what we are focusing on at the moment. What are the contamination trends when we're looking at the numbers that we were able to gather using this type of approach? We've analyzed by applying during 2 years this type of program roughly 5,000 samples. I'm going to bring here some of the results that we got early this year showing the distribution of mycotoxins. Before, and I want to stress that, we were considering the mycotoxin issue being related only to the presence of one mycotoxin. What does the analysis finds is that in all the samples that we've been analyzing, we are finding in average eight different mycotoxin contaminating every sample, every feed material that we've been analyzing. And this has a very profound implication because it means that those mycotoxins can have additive effects. Those mycotoxins can even have synergic activities that are going to increase their impact at the animal level. So even if we are in the presence of chronic levels of mycotoxins, we might see performance issues at the level of the animal, and we can try to remediate to this type of situation. From this type of analysis, we are now actually able to say that doing that survey enables us to find out that basically all feed is contaminated with multiple levels of mycotoxins. So what do we do from there? Well, it is also imperative to not only generate reports with numerical values, it is also important to generate a better understanding of what these mixtures of mycotoxins mean exactly to the producer. And we develop a system in order to do an interpretation and a risk assessment that is related to the presence of those different mycotoxins. What we've developed is a tool that is actually applied for every samples that are submitted that is looking at the impact of that mixture of mycotoxin in different animal species. So we can actually evaluate the risk that is related to the presence of multiple mycotoxins in dairy, in poultry, in pig productions. We've also developed a tool that is a tool that is also available for other types of contaminants, such as dioxins, that is enabling actually to perform a much simpler surveillance and control of the levels of mycotoxins. I'm talking about here of developing specific mathematical models in order to account for toxic equivalency. This is an essential tool in order to compare the toxicological properties and the risk that is related to a specific contaminant and to a mixture of those contaminants. You need to understand that every toxic is not toxic at the same level. We have a huge number and we have a huge variation in terms of a concentration of contaminants that we can find. Some mycotoxins are going to have toxicological activities at ppb levels. Some others are going to have toxicological activities at ppm levels. So we need to account for those differences in terms of what concentration is providing which toxic effect. So this is a representation of the type of data that we are providing also to our customers, try to better understand a complex distribution of mycotoxins, trying to grade that risk according to that colored chart, and try to assign a risk equivalency associated to that mixture of mycotoxin. This is especially useful if we are putting in place that program and also continue to follow the trends and the evolution of that contamination by doing several audits throughout the year. We know that mycotoxin populations and mold populations are going to change when we are storing those grains. We might see other mycotoxins coming into those feeds. So with that with a broader spectrum challenge that we are able to find, we are also looking at broader spectrum solution. I've just tried to demonstrate that the exposure to mycotoxin is related to the presence of multiple components. We need also to have a solution that will be able to cope with multiple contaminants. And this solution, we are actually in the phase of releasing worldwide a new product, which is called Mycosorbate Plus. That is a mixture of yeast cell wall extract that have been found in the last 20 years that they are going to have sequestering activity against many different toxins. And we are adding on top of that an RG component that is going to provide extra sites for the interaction with other types of mycotoxin. So bundling those two approaches, bundling those two types of adsorbent is going to enable us to have a very efficient activity against a mixture of mycotoxin and to reduce the total risk that is at stake and that is present in the feed component. And this, again, can be evaluated through risk assessment. We are also developing, in order to add to that 37 plus program and to the mitigation strategy, an audit program that is going, we have actually people going on farm, try to evaluate the incidence of mycotoxin in their production system and try to manage and evaluate where we can find critical control points in order to decrease the impact of those mycotoxins. So it is truly a three-pronged approach that we have. We are trying to better understand the distribution of mycotoxins with the 37 Plus program. We are trying to go on farm and to understand also better the exposure types The critical points where we can remediate to the issue and also to develop strategies that are enabling to mitigate the mycotoxin risk and provide a solution to the former.